In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is among us. Quote, with what difficulty will the wealthy enter the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. End of quote. Those are the words we heard, divine counsel of our Lord God, Savior Jesus Christ, in today's gospel passage. Is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, then opened to only those who are destitute? Is that what our Lord really means? And of course, the answer is an absolute and resounding no. That is not what our Lord means. The kingdom of God is open to all who, and this is the key, are not enslaved by their possessions. That is what our Lord means. When we read the first beatitude, quote, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven," we are given then the key to grasp and understand today's divine counsel. The poor in spirit are those who have understood that they possess nothing that they can call their own. They are stewards. They are caretakers. The Christian steward has been created by God, an act of God. You and I have been loved into existence, and you and I are offered communion. Communion with the persons of love, where you and I then actually claim and have no rights. We have no rights, because nothing that we have is ours. All we have is a gift, and these gifts are bestowed upon you and me out of selfless love of God. Hence, in the Christian lexicon, one can never, ever, ever use the words, "It's mine, that's mine." And yet, once you recognize and grasp this divine truth, then you will discover a richness beyond the human mind, what the human mind can grasp. You begin to realize you and I are actually rich in love. And you and I, though we own nothing in the world, as sons and daughters of the one who is love, the entire world is a gift to you and me. It's actually the one who thinks that he or she is rich by his own right and his own effort that becomes estranged from the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is a relationship of selfless love and love is a gift. When Adam and Eve grasped by their own volition for immortal life, what happened? In that very moment, they no longer found themselves in God's kingdom, because God's kingdom can never be grasped, it can never be bought, it can never be possessed, it can never be earned. All those actions contradict and violate the mystery of love and the mystery of gift. Once we begin to possess something, we become slaves. The Holy Metropolitan Antony Bloom, when he was reflecting on this very gospel passage, he was talking to a gentleman, and he said, quote, "Don't you understand that the moment you have taken a copper coin in your hand and not prepared to open your hand and let it go, You've lost the use of your hand. You've lost the use of your arm. You've lost the loss of the ability to use your body. Because all your attention will be concentrated on not losing the copper coin. Everything else will be forgotten. Whether we keep in our hand a copper coin, or whether we feel rich in so many other ways, intellectually, emotionally, materially, that's all irrelevant. We become prisoners. We have lost the use of that limb. We've lost the use of our mind. We've lost the use of our heart. We are no longer free. And the kingdom of God is a kingdom of freedom. God says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Why? Because we become aware of the poverty of the other, materially, emotionally, intellectually, or whatever and however they may lack. It requires a great deal of understanding and compassion to become aware of another person's heart and that person's genuine need, and they respond to them rightly. The satisfied person becomes blind to another's need. There's an old Russian saying, quote, a satisfied person no longer understands a hungry person. End of quote. Can you say that you are hungry in any respect? And that is why you can or cannot see the hunger in your neighbor. Those who are within the body of this mission and those who are not members of this mission. Gospel poverty, therefore, does not have anything to do with destitution. Gospel poverty, blessed are the pure in spirit, means freedom from enslavement to the illusion that we are self-sufficient, that we are self-contained, and in some way that we are the creators of what we are and what we have. Once we grasp the divine truth, that divine truth, we can then understand the words of the Apostle Paul when he wrote to the church of Philippi, quote, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. End of quote. Those are the words of a Christian man immersed in the richness of godly love and human love. Indeed, then, whether we possess things or not makes little difference. We will be free of them, able to participate in the kingdom of freedom, marked by mutual selfless love, solidarity, compassion, and giving to the other what they need in complete and total freedom. Christ is among us. Amen.